What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, third hour here. And for those of you on Bamuser TV, this gorgeous creature sitting behind me is the lovely Lady Claire, who will grace us third hour of our Friday show. We're going to turn the phone lines off here because Claire has got a lot of stuff to get on through. And so, Claire, what are you starting with?
I am starting with the information we received this week that the Homeland Security Department is going to declare the elections part of its critical infrastructure. And there was a very interesting article by Max Slavo today in the Hit the Fan, Homeland Security. And with this announcement, it's very clear, Mike, that there will not be a fair election, and our leaders will again be selected for us.
Well, that's what they're going to try to do. But, yeah. Even Soros is saying Trump is going to win the popular vote by a landslide, mm-hmm. and any shenanigans to try and reverse that could easily trigger a violent uprising in this country. Mm-hmm. And but what the Department of Homeland Security is doing, first of all, Obama has to convince America this November's election is honest and fair and trustworthy, despite the overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Mm-hmm. Second, the Department of Homeland Security is being put around the election system to limit people being able to go on in and say, we want to do a recount. Mm-hmm. We want to see what's in those electronic voting machines.
Right.
Check the dangling chads for anybody who's still using that.
Right.
And so they're trying to basically make it less transparent and assure us that it's absolutely trustworthy and you can't prove we cheated, therefore you have to do what we tell you. And that, of course, is nonsense. The burden of proof is on the government to prove that they won the election honestly and fairly. And if they can't do it, then we're not obligated to obey their orders. We're not obligated to pay their bills. We are certainly mm-hmm. not obligated to sacrifice life and limb of our children in their wars of conquest.
Right. And there are some scenarios that I see potentially happening starting maybe the 9th of November. There could be violent protests in the streets of this country if people think that the election was stolen from Trump. Now, I always encourage calm, and I never endorse violence, because violence is what federal and state officials are prepared to stop, and with what they call an extreme prejudice, as in shoot to kill. Now, although Hillary may attain the position of President of the United States, it could be that any one of the several mysterious illnesses plaguing her could potentially put her into a situation where Article 25 would have to be invoked.
Amendment 25 there, Amendment and then 25. Tim Paine would be in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And, you know, going on back to this idea about a mass uprising, as you know, actor Gene Wilder recently passed away, very, very brilliant man. And mm-hmm. one of the, I think, the most favorite movie that he was in was Young Frankenstein, and there's that one scene mm-hmm. with the police chief out there saying, a riot is an ugly thing, and I think it's just about time that we had one.
Yeah, I remember that. It's also possible, because of the spectacular epic fail of President Obama's economic policies, including the cold hard reality that there are over 94 million Americans who can't find jobs. But of course, these people are not counted by the Bureau of Labor Statistics because they've been out of work too long. There could be a massive stock market crash followed by massive social unrest leading to the implementation of martial law. I don't know, Mike, what November 9th is going to bring to this country. But if these elections are seen as crookedly stolen from Trump, all heck could break loose. And you know something, sweetheart? I am so grateful right now that we live on Oahu. You know, the Hawaiian people are generally not prone to riots, and they tend to be very peaceful, aloha people. So I'm kind of glad we're here right now, frankly.
Well, I'm glad that we're here. But on the other hand, you've got this situation that if Obama or Hillary starts a real war with Russia and China, we're going to get hit here. Mm-hmm. Pearl Harbor's right out the window. And even without nukes, you know, it'll get hit with bombs and cruise missiles and everything. So
it's
get the popcorn out.
Yeah, it just doesn't look great coming to the end of 2016. I'd like to move on to the secret global court why corporate criminals and corrupt politicians desperately want the TPP to get passed in this coming lame duck session. Obama needs to ensure that he'll get well compensated after leaving office for a job well done, protecting, defending, and further enriching the global oligarch class.
Oligarch, yeah.
Thank you. That is why he's being so adamant about passing the TPP during the upcoming lame duck session of Congress, when he knows representatives who will no longer face re-election might be coerced or bribed into voting for this monumental public betrayal.
Well, there's only one problem with that.
Yeah.
You have all of the counterparties to this so-called free trade agreement. And by the way, if trade is free, you don't need an agreement.
Yeah.
But you've already got, Europe is turning its back on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Much of Asia is turning their back on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They can pass whatever law they want in the Congress,
mm-hmm.
but if they don't have an agreement from these other countries, it's null and void. What is the U.S. going to do? Say, we have now declared this treaty in effect for the whole world. And
by
we will,
fiat.
By imperial edict, and we will bomb you if you don't go along with what the rules that we just made up.
And it isn't really what one would call a fair trade deal. It's a way for global oligarchs to consolidate, to grow, and protect their enormous wealth.
And to basically suborn national sovereignty and civilian government to the interests of the multinational corporations. We have to do a little shout-out here to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We are sitting here with the lovely lady Claire. The phone lines are off for this hour because Claire has a lot of things to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about Obama is still out there pushing for these transoceanic trade agreements, mm-hmm. even though the counterparties in Europe and Asia are saying this is really not a good idea.
Yeah, and what this will do is earn money by scouring the world for potential ISDS opportunities, then speculating on them. Now, Mike, to me, the interesting question, which, by the way, nobody seems to be asking Obama on this, is why is the TPP including countries which still allow slave and child labor and human trafficking?
Because they make money.
You know, isn't that sort of counter to every value we allegedly hold dear as Americans? Come on.
The government clings to these values for political speeches, but if you look at what the U.S. government's been doing in Iraq and Afghanistan and mm-hmm. Syria and Yemen, it's just pure air.
Mm-hmm.
We're living, unfortunately, underneath a government that is routinely committing war crimes, mm-hmm. use of torture, use of banned chemical weapons against civilian populations. There is no evil or crime this government has not already committed.
I hear you, and what I'm noticing in Obama's insistent push on this, he is demonstrating again that he is just as beholden to his corporate cronies as are the Republicans, and that he considers American workers utterly irrelevant. I don't like that.
Well, I don't like it either, but we're seeing more and more Americans understand that Republicans and Democrats are just two faces of the same corruption, and probably most Americans are unaware that most Americans, the majority of American voters, no longer identify with being Republican or Democrat. Those are actually minority positions now.
I can't. I call myself, I'd like to be a thoughtful independent, a logic-looking for independent. That's, I think, what I am right now. What about you?
Well, having studied the Republicans and the Democrats for a lot of years now, anarchy is looking very attractive to me right now.
I can understand how that might work. I would like to talk about a chart that appeared in Zero Hedge, which is a very, very sober, very intelligent blog that I like to link to. And it says, "What the heck, chart of the day. U.S. factory orders tumble for the longest streak in history." And, Mike, these have been declining for 21 months since October 2014, the end of QE3. And this is the longest period of decline in U.S. history since 1956 and has always indicated that the U.S. economy is in a recession, if not a depression. What are your thoughts on that?
I think the recession is continuing. I don't think there was ever a recovery. It's just something the politicians are saying to keep us docile and tranquil and from rising up. But it's like talking about that Korean shipping line going out of business.
Hanjin,
the Baltic Dry Index. When you suck all of the wealth out of the population and you take away the jobs by which they can earn new wealth, the economy is going to lock up. And that's exactly what's going on. The American people don't have money to go down to the store and buy things other than what they need for their immediate survival. And it's led to this retail crisis. We're seeing iconic stores in serious, serious trouble. If Sears just borrowed $300 million to fund itself through the holiday shopping season, and if they don't have a good holiday shopping season, and they won't, we're probably going to see Sears disappear.
I can't imagine that they... I think that they're going to default on that loan, Michael. I don't know if there is any way they're going to be able to recoup, no matter what they do.
I would agree with you on that.
I know that you've talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but I would like to talk a little bit about the FBI report on Clinton email investigation.
There is so much juicy stuff there.
Yes, there is.
Yes.
And I think you probably mentioned that large portions of it have been redacted.
Yes.
And in July, FBI Director James Comey announced that he did not recommend charging Clinton with willfully mishandling classified information. And he called the former Secretary of State extremely careless and that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Now, because they don't want to wind up dead in Fort Marcy Park here.
That's a reasonable reason. Yeah, that would be a motivator. And I have to ask our listeners and viewers, do Americans want or need a presidential candidate who has been characterized as extremely careless by the head of the FBI? She also was recently described by Huma Abedin, her closest aide, as often confused.
Yes.
So, folks, do we really want a president of the United States who is both extremely careless and, you know, and often confused?
And to add to that, the revelation out of the FBI summary that Hillary told her FBI interviewers she didn't remember getting the security briefing on how to handle classified documents because of her concussion. So we can add forgetful to that list. Everything they're coming out with to try and protect Hillary legally is painting a picture of somebody who is simply not suited to be in that Oval Office.
There was an article, I'm moving kind of across the board here, from Global Research. It's out of Canada, and again, a pretty sober and responsible resource. Mumia Abu-Jamal's health is now precarious, and his motion for immediate medical care has been denied. Federal Judge Robert Marniani has denied the preliminary injunction motion in Abu-Jamal versus Corestes that demanded life-saving hepatitis C treatment for Mumia Abu-Jamal.
Well, and basically, Mumia is a serious embarrassment to the U.S. government because the evidence is he was framed for a crime he did not commit. So they just want him to go away. They did exactly the same thing to James Earl Ray, who was jailed for the assassination of Martin Luther King on the basis of a single coerced confession, which he immediately retracted, and then evidence began to surface that the gun that had shot Martin Luther King was not the gun found on James Earl Ray, and he was ill in prison, and the courts just stalled and stalled. They wouldn't let the guns be retested until James Earl Ray passed away, and I'm sure they're thinking exactly the same thing about the Native American, Leonard Peltier, the Native American activist.
Same thing.
The embarrassments have to go away.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it's going to be really tragic and unfortunate, but I see this gentleman dying in prison. Hep C is a very dangerous illness. And they do have some very advanced treatments for it that appear, and I think they've just been let onto the market to actually clear this problem up. But it's obvious the U.S. government wants the guy dead.
Yes, absolutely. What's next on your list?
Next on my list, sometimes you just can't make this stuff up. Retired general has called Israel the world champion of occupation, and he has sparked outrage in the country. And his former Central Command Major General Gadi Shamni, and he characterized Israel as bringing occupation to an art form, which angered politicians on the right Wednesday no end. He was speaking at the Interdisciplinary Center Herzliya And he talked about his time in charge of Central Command when he was responsible for the West Bank, and describing himself as the occupation general, with a bit of pride, I might add. We are world champions of occupation, and we brought it into an art form. But we have to ask ourselves, is this what we want to be?
Well, you need to understand that there are international laws governing the behavior of an occupying power, which Israel has completely ignored. And what Israel is doing is basically a very slow-motion invasion and conquest of the West Bank. And they're saying it's an occupation, but it doesn't meet the legal definition of an occupation. And Israel just authorized another, 400 housing units and illegal settlements in the West Bank?
I think it was 450, honey.
450.
450, yeah.
And, yeah, Israel is just stealing things and acting like, well, if you say we're stealing things, you're an anti-Semite. There was that story where the international courts had ordered Israel to pay Iran billions for all the oil Iran has been sending to Israel all this time, and Israel's attitude was, no, we appreciate the oil, but Iran is our enemy. They're anti-Semites. They're the Nazis. We refuse to pay the money. And I don't think Israel understands how this looks to the rest of the world, where most people think that when you buy something, you pay for it.
Yeah, I agree. There is a lot of hubris in the thinking of the Israeli government. And if I remember correctly, my classic Greek mythology, hubris was what was always getting the so-called heroes into deep kimchi, into deep trouble.
Yes, yes.
Thinking that they could do things and there would be zero consequences for them.
Whom the gods would destroy, they first make proud.
Right, right, right. Yeah, it's kind of a mess. Another article that I wanted to bring forward in a topic. Apparently, U.S. arms makers are very much gung-ho for investing in a new Cold War. And the reality is the U.S. military has only won a single major war since the end of World War II, and that was the Gulf War of 1991.
Oh, don't forget Grenada.
Oh, can't forget Grenada.
That was a hot weekend.
But U.S. military contractors continue to win major budget wars in Congress nearly every year. And you have to consider the steady march to victory of the biggest single weapons program in history, the planned purchase of the advanced Lockheed Martin F-35 jets by the Army, Navy, and Marines at a total collective cost of more than $1 trillion,
and
with a T.
I love what the Marines are doing. They're saying, this thing's got problems. We're just going to put it into combat and see what breaks, and then we'll know what we need to fix.
You know, and hype doesn't win wars.
No, it doesn't. And again, with all these other disasters that are out there, the Gerald R. Ford, three of the Freedom-class littoral combat ships, drivetrain problems, the Independence-class littoral combat ships, serious corrosion problems. We're spending huge amounts of money, your money, and we're not getting bang for the buck. I mean, they all look good at air shows. In fact, at the moment, showing up at air shows is the only thing the F-35 is actually good for.
That it can do.
Yeah, it looks really good sitting on the runway, you know.
But, and you probably noticed the very intense demonization of Russia recently.
Yes.
And as Li Feng observed recently in The Intercept, the escalating anti-Russian rhetoric in the U.S. presidential campaign comes in the midst of a major push by military contractors to position Moscow as a potential enemy that must be countered with a drastic increase in military spending by NATO countries. Thus, the Lockheed-funded Aerospace Industries Association is warning that the Obama administration is failing to spend enough on aircraft, ship, and ground combat systems to adequately address Russian aggression on NATO's doorstep.
Yeah, but there's two problems with that.
Yep.
First of all, there's no more money out here for the government to grab and spend on weapons. And I'll give you the second reason after we come back from these commercials.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about how the military-industrial complex in this country, which, by the way, remember, when President Eisenhower stepped down from office, his farewell address, he said, you watch out for these guys.
Yep.
Because they will co-opt the government and just use it to suck all the wealth out of the nation, put it in their pockets. And you need to go back and look at, for example, his Cross of Iron speech. Now, we've been talking about the probability that our U.S. government is going to basically collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. And one of the factors that led to the collapse of the former Soviet Union was an emphasis on military spending over the needs of their own people. And the Soviet Union literally bankrupted itself trying to keep up with the United States military spending. Well, the situation is reversed now because Russia and China are very smart about their weapons development program. Mm-hmm. They're making weapons to make weapons, not to make people rich.
Right.
And right now, when you look at the capability of our weapons and their cost versus those coming out of Russia and China, the U.S. is the one who is now spending enough money to bankrupt itself trying to keep up with the weapons coming out of Russia and China.
And the fact that the warmongers in the military-industrial complex are driving U.S. foreign policy hasn't been a secret for a long time. But unfortunately, that Cold War, after which they seem to be lusting right now, could very quickly turn into a hot war around the world in places like South China Sea, Ukraine, Syria, and beyond. And Mike, to me, the F-35 is symptomatic of everything that is completely wrong with the U.S. government weapons procurement program and demonstrates painfully clearly the incestuous relationship between weapons manufacturers and those congressional representatives who greenlight their contracts yet get heavy election contributions from the same weapons manufacturers.
Absolutely. You know, and the Pentagon is just as much tangled up because all these weapons procurement officers in the Pentagon, they hold investments in the weapons companies.
Yeah.
When they do their 20 in the military services and they qualify for their government pension, they're then hired by the defense contractors as consultants.
Revolving door.
And they get incredibly rich. And again, I've mentioned this before, there's a book and a very wonderful movie called The Pentagon Wars about the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. And it's based on a true story about just how it's all driven by money. And they don't even care if the weapons really work. And for those of you who are AR-15 enthusiasts, another example goes back to Vietnam, when the Army was starting to consider a replacement for their standard infantry rifle, and it came down to the M16 versus the M14. And the military brass was pushing for the M14, theoretically because it used the same ammunition as the machine guns, which would simplify logistics. But the reality was they were invested with the company making that rifle. And in order to try and force the contract in that direction, they literally sabotaged the field trials of the M16 by putting the wrong propellant into the ammunition, which got a lot of our kids killed in Vietnam because their guns were jamming. And Congress was finally forced to investigate, and they discovered this attitude by the Pentagon brass that it was okay to kill off a few more of our kids as long as the stocks were going to be performing. And Congress intervened, and that's why the M16 became the standard infantry weapon, and its derivatives have, of course, become a major player in arms all around the world. And the AR in AR-15 stands for the Armalite Company, which was the company that originally designed this weapon system, which was then acquired, I think, by Colt, has it now.
Yeah, I think so. Unfortunately, this much-challenged F-35 could well prove the U.S. military's Waterloo if deployed without getting these engineering deficits sorted in short order. And, Mike, let me tell you what I think, and I know it's only going to happen when pigs fly. Lockheed Martin should pay for their own fixes out of their own pockets, having gouged the American taxpayer for a fighter jet that way over budget and dysfunctional.
Well, it's never going to happen.
I know that.
It's never going to happen.
That's why I said when pigs fly.
That money has already vanished into various bank accounts in the Cayman Islands.
Yep.
From the point of view of the military contractors, they don't care if what they produce is junk. Their kids aren't going to be using it. And if it requires fixes, like we're already hearing the Gerald R. Ford may have to be completely redesigned, the taxpayers pick up the bill. Got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for or fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 515 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And before we go back to the Lady Claire here, Business Insider is now reporting that Hillary is starting to lose support within her own group of supporters. The opinions are turning against her. She no longer has the majority of women ready to vote for her. She's losing support among Hispanics and blacks and blacks, Hispanics, and women. That was Hillary's entire campaign, was pandering to those. Mm-hmm. And one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement came on out and said, what she's saying sounds great. We have no reason to think she'll ever keep her promises. Hillary's constant pandering to the so-called vagina vote is coming up short when people look at Hillary's own personal history of dealing with Bill Clinton's victims of sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's in serious trouble. And it's amazing to see the establishment media, the government, the bankers still trying to prop her up. In an honest and fair election, she wouldn't even be a candidate. Bernie Sanders would be the Democratic nominee, because they went back and they looked at all the fraud in the Democratic primaries and discovered that enough of those delegates had been stolen that if they were reassigned where they should have gone, Bernie Sanders would be the nominee. So it's almost a joke how they are trying to push Hillary onto us over Donald Trump. All right, what is your next story?
The other speech.
Yes,
Hillary the hawk spreads her wings. Did she threaten to attack Russia? And this was to a military group. And toward the end of her speech, Hillary bared her fangs and gave us an indication of what life is really going to be like under the Clinton restoration. While claiming that she'll only use military force as a last resort, the typical rhetoric of warmongers, she hinted at what the future holds. She said, you've seen the reports. Russia's hacked into a lot of things. China's hacked into a lot of things. Russia even hacked into the Democratic National Committee, maybe even some state election systems. So we've got to step up our game, make sure we are well-defended and able to take the fight to those who go after us. As president, I will make it clear that the United States will treat cyber attacks just like any other attack. We will be ready with serious political, economic, and military responses. So, Mike, let me get this straight. The woman who did not even password protect her emails is on a mission to attack Russia for allegedly hacking into the DNC servers.
And there's no evidence Russia did it.
Come on, yeah.
Assange said it wasn't Russia.
Yeah.
Assange has implied that it was an inside leak from Seth Rich,
who
is sadly no longer with us to confirm or deny.
Yeah.
And you can see what a dangerous precedent she's setting. Mm-hmm. Of being able to say, China just hacked our computers and let's launch a nuclear attack. I mean, it's certainly a lot more easy to start a war that way than the Gliwitz deception.
Yeah.
But that's exactly where she's going with this. Mm-hmm. All she wants to be able to say, this country attacked our computer systems. We're going to declare war on them. And again, this is coming from a government that has not been able to find any of these ransomware writers. The cyber criminals, the people pouring Viagra ads into our mailboxes. Claire just got hit with a phishing attack.
Yep.
The government can't find any of those people, but we're supposed to take their word that they know that Russia and China are behind all these things to a certainty, demanding a military response.
Yeah. And the thing we have to remember about Hillary Clinton is that she is owned by the neocons, the military-industrial complex, the banks, and Wall Street. Now, what do all these entities have in common? They profit like heck from war.
And Hillary never met a conflict she didn't like.
Oh, no.
Look at her record as Secretary of State, mm-hmm. backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda in Syria, setting up that consulate to be destroyed to try and destroy the records of the gun running. Her entire office, term in office as Secretary of State was intervention after intervention after intervention after intervention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are an American who is just as sick and tired of all this war and bloodshed and death for the sake of a fast buck,
mm-hmm.
We have got to stop Hillary Clinton from getting that White House, from stealing the White House. There's mm-hmm. no way she can be elected to it. Even Soros is saying Trump's going to win the popular vote in a landslide, but he's out there saying, we're going to rig it so Hillary gets to be the president. What is he going to... Is Soros openly out there saying that he's going to fund an assassination of Donald Trump before the election?
I don't know, but reading the subtext, one can't bet against it, unfortunately. And for someone like Hillary Clinton, the excuse for the war doesn't matter as much. It's that the war is achieved by any means with which she and the people around her think they can sell such a war to the American public. But, Michael, it comes to me that the American public has become pretty doggone war-weary and war-skeptical, having been fed the lies that Saddam Hussein possessed WMDs. And I don't think that the American people are going to be so quick to sign off on yet another war.
Well, we haven't been very quick to sign off on the ones we've already got. The American people are overwhelmingly opposed to any more war.
Yeah.
They're held in place. They're mm-hmm. held obedient by this fiction that these people starting these wars somehow represent the democratic choice of leadership of the American people. And if they steal the election from Donald Trump the way they did from Bernie Sanders, the American people are going to say, this is not my government. I refuse to obey them. I refuse to pay their bills. I refuse to sacrifice the life and limb of my children to a bunch of people who should not be there in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would very strongly caution Hillary's handlers to not allow her to go down this road toward a war against Russia if she wins, steals this election, because the results of such a war could be both horrific and irreversible.
I do not think the United States can prevail in a war against Russia and China, even if they go to the nuclear weapons. And that's where we are. I mean, I know people in the government are running around saying, we've never lost a war. I mean, we pretend Vietnam didn't happen, but we've never lost a war. The qualifier there is we didn't exactly win all these other wars. We were on the winning side. But contrary to the propaganda movies you get out of Hollywood, America didn't win World War I single-handedly. It didn't win World War II single-handedly. Going into World War III, I mean, what was that quote Winston Churchill said? All World War III is going to do is make the rubble bounce.
I think so, yeah. Yeah, that sounds Churchillian,
yes.
Certainly. I'd like to move over to the Middle East with something that from Sputnik. And apparently, the U.S. trained militants that formed the core of Daesh.
Mm-hmm.
A top Daesh leader with a $3 million bounty from the U.S. State Department on his head received counterterrorism training in the United States for 11 years, CNN reported. In an interview with Sputnik, Dr. Alan Ben-Mir, political analyst, told Radio Sputnik that the Kalimov case is not isolated. And according to this guy, U.S.-trained militants formed the core of what is now known as Daesh. You know, Mike, I can remember a comic strip called Pogo.
Yes.
And there was one little episode where the writer said, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." Looking at the way the U.S. government has been training people who are allegedly our enemies, the statement would be, we have met the enemy because we have trained him.
Well, what's going on here is all tyrannies, in order to control their people, must have an enemy that they can scare them with. In the 1950s and the 1960s, it was the commies. The commies are going to get you if you don't do what we tell you.
Right.
And then the Soviet Union collapsed and the U.S. was left without an enemy. To declare war on. So we had the war on drugs and the war on poverty and the war on dangling participles and the war on what, and now they want to go back to that Cold War so that they can wag Russians at us and we will give them our money and our obedience and the life and limb of our children. But it isn't going to work because we've been down that road before. And if you've read 1984 by George Orwell, he wrote it as a warning to our generation that governments will create the enemies they need to keep us under their control.
But these guys seem to be the Emmanuel Goldsteins of the 21st century,
right? That's exactly what they are.
And the government wants Americans to be spewing their 15 minutes of hate and buy the narrative that the U.S. government has to do something about it.
Well, it's supposed to be a two-minute hate, but I guess in these inflationary times, you know. So.
2 minutes. Okay, 15 minutes. And I would like our readers and listeners to please not be deceived. The deep government, the banks, and military-industrial complex in the U.S. want perpetual war and will do anything to achieve that end.
And this goes back to that project for the New American Century in the 1990s, and they've come on out with a new version, they've rebranded, but the agenda is the same. A century of unending war to leave the United States in control of the globe.
Right, and that it winds up almost always being your sons and daughters getting slaughtered or maimed for life is completely irrelevant to them. They and their propagandists always wrap these wars in a pretty little flag, as though this country's soldiers are really fighting for democracy, honor, and the American way of life. But folks, I'm going to tell you a hard truth, and I hate to have to say it, but this is just the reality. At the end of the day, war is always about which countries and corporations control the world's resources and in which currencies those resources will be sold. That's all it is.
Well, in a way, our troops are fighting for the American way of life, as long as you understand what the American way of life is really all about. And it's not mom and apple pie and
I hear you.
You know, summers down at the band shell and everything. It's about war and conquest. The U.S. is a warmongering nation. How you tell what people really want is you look at where they spend their money. And when you look at the spending habits of the U.S. government, it's always spending for war. It's always spending on the machinery of death. And the more they spend on war, the less they have to spend on you. And that's one of the reasons our nation is so deteriorated now.
Yeah. I'd like to move over to Russia and Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. has imposed sanctions on Putin's bridge to Crimea. There are companies now building a multi-billion-dollar bridge to link the Russian mainland with annexed. They use the word annexed here, and that
just... Yes, I was about to challenge you on that.
No. I've got some information after. A project close to the heart of President Putin. And they were targeted by the U.S. in an updated sanctions blacklist on Thursday. The U.S. Department of Treasury added dozens of people and companies to the list, first introduced after Russia, again the word, annexed the Crimean Peninsula from Ukraine in 2014 and expanded over its support for separatist rebels in the east of the country, as well as multiple subsidiaries of Russian gas giant Gazprom. The Treasury named seven companies directly involved in the construction of the 11.8-mile road and rail connection across the Kerch state, dubbed Putin's Bridge by some Russians. You know, this article came out of Reuters, and I have to wonder precisely when Reuters got so sloppily fast and loose with the truth. I mean,
they always have been.
Yeah.
I mean, Reuters is to print media
what
CNN is to television, one source of controlled news that everybody is tapping into.
Yeah.
And again, okay, Russia did not annex Crimea.
I've kind of got a timeline for that,
all right,
if I may.
Give us the timeline.
And apparently, Reuters has decided that it's simply better off just regurgitating the U.S. government's narrative. Now, here's how things went down. Yanukovych, the legitimately elected president of Ukraine, was ousted by a pro-Western coup in 2014. And the U.S. government aided and abetted this coup. Poroshenko was then elected as president of Ukraine. Now, this billionaire has not got a squeaky clean past and has a reputation for indulging in business practices, maybe a little bit more crooked than a dog's hind leg. Weapons, prostitution, drugs, these are things that Petro Poroshenko is associated with. At the moment when Poroshenko was elected, Crimean officials realized that there was no legitimate government in Ukraine. They therefore held a referendum as to whether they wanted to stay with Ukraine or petition the Russian Federation to join. In an observer-vetted, free and fair election, the Crimeans voted to petition the Russian Federation to allow Crimea to join it. Russia then accepted both Crimea and Sevastopol as members of the Russian Federation, and the treaties were signed. Now, Mike, neither Russia nor Crimea did anything wrong here. In fact, the Crimean referendum and subsequent joining of the Russian Federation is enshrined in the documents of the UN, which champions peaceful self-determination.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
The United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which, by virtue of being a member of the United Nations, the U.S. is supposed to comply with, grants all people the right to self-determination. And that's driven right from our Declaration of Independence, that when the government is not doing what it's supposed to be doing for the people, you have a right to alter or abolish it or just skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia did not annex Crimea. They're trying the big lie tactic here.
Yeah.
They're just going to say, annex, in the hope that you'll just get tired and say, all right, Russia, annexed it. Okay,
go
kill them and everything.
And what really annoys me here, for the U.S. State Department to continue punishing and demonizing Russia and Russian companies for something they didn't do is ham-fistedly, pig-headedly and pig-ignorant stupid. Do they really think that Americans are that dumb that they're going to fall for this stuff?
We're going to get a lot of emails from pigs that you just insulted.
Yeah, I know, I know. I just insulted them. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, they're hoping that the American people are going to be dumb enough to fall for it. But again, a lot of these people who are behind all this propaganda, these are people who go back to the old Cold War, the 1950s and the 1960s, when communication was simply the government would tell the media what to tell you, the media would tell it to you, and anybody who had contradictory information basically was isolated. But that was then, and this is now. And the availability of the internet and the independent media has fundamentally transformed how information flows through society. And a lot of these old guard Cold War fossils are a little late picking up on just how important and profound that change really is.
Oh, and by the way, one last blow to the lie that the putsch in Ukraine was not sponsored by the U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland said publicly that the U.S. had spent over $5 billion, with a B, dollars to destabilize the Ukrainian regime, to subvert Ukraine, if you will. So, Reuters, I hope I've cleared this up for you, but simply put, enabling DC's lies by not doing your fact-checking doesn't cut it anymore. And continuing to lie for the U.S. government is fast making you completely irrelevant.
Absolutely.
And irrelevance has a way of making things and companies obsolete. Sort of like the dribble glass and the whoopee cushion, which have long passed from the American scene. So, if this is the future you want to see for Reuters, please just continue doing what you're doing.
All right, we got to take another break for commercials. Okay. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain: safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we get back to Claire here, a reminder that Monday will be a rebroadcast. Our overworked and underpaid technical staff is taking Labor Day off, as they richly deserve.
Yes.
And then Tuesday, we're going to be back here live and screaming at Vonage over the toll-free number. So what is your next story?
Well, apparently, congressional Democrats have called on the FBI to investigate their political adversaries, wait for it, Kremlin ties. Leading House Democrats on Tuesday sent a letter to FBI Director James Comey, which they promptly published, asking the agency to investigate whether the Trump campaign and the Russian government have entered into a joint plot to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. Although the House Democrats say they don't know whether such a conspiracy with Moscow exists, they say that serious questions have been raised, specifically about whether Trump supporters worked in tandem with Kremlin agents to hack Democratic Party computer systems, and about overt and covert actions by the Trump campaign officials on behalf of Russian interests. Now, folks, I need to take a pause here. Why has it become disloyal to criticize U.S. foreign policy or advocate for a better relationship with Russia? I would like to see both of those things happen. Thank you very much. Did I just wake up to the suspension of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, where free speech in this country is no longer protected? And folks, here's what's going on. McCarthyism has just reinserted its ugly head into American politics, courtesy of Hillary Clinton's campaign. This is absolute desperation on the cusp of madness. But, Michael, it's all they've got, looking at
it is all they got.
The epic fails of the Obama administration.
You weren't here during the first hour where I was talking about where they're trying to imply that Melania Trump may have been a sex worker, which, fine, you know. But I pointed out this old story where Lyndon Johnson accused his opponent in a congressional race of having sex with farm animals, knowing it wasn't true, but in order to get him to deny it. And that's just what this is about.
Yeah.
There is absolutely, first of all, there's no proof Russia was behind any of these hacks.
Mm-hmm.
And this letter that they've put on out there is to be broadcast in the media to try and demonize Trump as in league with Russia. And the fact that there's no evidence to support it, it's just a smear job. It's just a classic political smear job. And I think given that Hillary is losing support among her core constituencies, blacks, Hispanics, the vagina vote, screaming Russia, 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 that's all she's got left. But the American people, they're not going to respond to it. Those of us who are old enough to remember the Cold War of the 50s and 60s, we know it was a fraud to loot us of our money and give it to the military-industrial complex. And the younger generation has grown up without the benefit of that public school propagandizing to brainwash them into wetting themselves when they hear the word Russian. So they're not going to get the traction with it. And, well, there's the music. Okay, it's time for us to get on out of here and batten down for the coming hurricane. We'll be back live on Tuesday next week. Have a good Labor Day weekend. Please remember, you are all part of the independent media. Take what you learn here, share it with everyone that you know. We'll be back on Tuesday. Aloha, America.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.